Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome to the Dubliners Champions League Review Show. I'm your host, Jonathan Giles. On the Champions League Review Show tonight, I'm joined by Avid Gooners, Colin McCarthy and David Sims to review last night's 3-2 match day 8 victory over Kazakhstan side Qayrat Almaty at the Emirates Stadium. The Dublin Arsenal Supporters Club are doing a special Stanley Arsenal giveaway on Valentine's weekend. Competition will run in the FA Cup week of the Wigan Athletic fixture. More info on our social channels, so check us out there, Instagram, Facebook, etc. My panel tonight is a young gunner, Conor McCarthy. How are you, pal?
Absolutely super, John. Absolutely super.
It's great to have you on board, as always, Conor, and thanks for taking your time out to come on to our review show. And also joined by Score Guy himself, as he's known as on Twitter, David Sims, all the way from the Costa Rica jungle. How are you, David?
All fine, really good. Still haven't managed to eat any monkey testicles, but I've got a few weeks left, so there's always a chance.
I'm sure we're going to be hearing all about them. It won't be anything on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. We were hoping to see David back in one piece when he returns in March. But yeah, I'm looking forward to you bringing Dan back. We'll have them for supper, hopefully, on the Champions League final night.
Yeah, exactly.
We keep them in cold storage.
Yeah.
As I said, well,
we've got cojones now, literally. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Troy Deeney, are you watching? Because David has got two big ones coming home for you, especially. It's great to have you along, as always, David and Conley. Last night, of course, was wrapped up the Champions League league stage, you could say. Match day 8. 3-2 victory over Qayrat Almaty at home. A good win to finish off with. Goals by Gyökeres, Kai Havertz, great to see him back. His first really start in over a year, you could say, from the beginning. And Gabriel Martinelli got the third, a game that was kind of pretty much over at half time. But no real pressure on us after that game on Sunday. I think it was a perfect game to come back to at the Emirates. Jorginho and Ricardinho got the goals for Qayrat, and they'll always remember that trip, I think. Their fans and players, Celtic will be glad to see the back of them as they bet them in the Champions League qualifier. So they'll be remembered for that in Champions League history. In terms of the Gunners' lineup on the night, it was Kepa in goal, White, Mascherda, Calafiori, Skelly at the back. Norgaard, Eze, Havertz, Madueke, Martinelli and Gyökeres made up the starting 11. And on the bench, just to say a few names out here, Porter, the goalkeeper, Gabriel, Salmon, Incapié, Zubimendi, Ibrahim, young gunner from the Hayland Academy, of course, Martin Odegaard, Bailey Joseph, who also came on. Great to see another Hayland product coming on. Saka, Trossard and Jesus made up the bench. Of course, Jesus had a gold award for offside, sadly. It was an exquisite finish, and it was pity it would have summed up a great night. This was completed Arsenal's 8 games in the league stage. 8 wins, of course, 8 from 8. 23 goals scored, 4 goals conceded, 24 points, of course. This was Mikel Arteta's 200th Arsenal victory. Of course, his first one was against Manchester United at January 1st, 2020. Quite remarkable. And here's to the next 200, I think we'll all agree. Of course, as I said, final position was top of the table as we are in the Premier League. So what a season we're having, lads. What a season. Our possible last 16 opponents could be Atalanta from Serie A, Bayer Leverkusen, Borussia Dortmund, both from the Bundesliga, and Olympiacos, who away from home, as we all know. We've had a few disasters there in the past, but with this Arsenal team, I don't think we should have too much problems against these sides, but Champions League is different, isn't it, when you reach the last knockout stages of it. 3-2, as I said last night, Davis, it was great to see, in particular, Gyökeres and Havertz starting, and in terms of the first goal, Gyökeres after 2 minutes, it was great link-up play, wasn't it, from both strikers?
Yeah, welcome. Hi, everybody. Let's keep this positivity rolling after our last discussion after Man United nightmare game. I thought it was a perfect opportunity to come back. 11 changes, 11 changes, completely different squad, starting 11. And yeah, all the good guys are coming back, aren't they? It was great. And talking about, I want to talk about Havertz and Gyökeres for a minute. Because the first goal was in the first 90 seconds, and it was brilliant. If you think that, you know, in the past there's been two or three games where Gyökeres has got the ball in the first minute or 2 minutes of a game, and he hasn't wrapped his foot around it, he hasn't connected, he's fumbled, he's been beaten by defenders, and he hasn't finished. And again, I always talk about this learning process with this team and gelling together, and Gyökeres knew that. When that ball came to him. And that ball came to him from Eze playing really deep, picking the ball up, giving it to Havertz, who basically, it was just through the lines, straight on, through the lines, going forward. And Havertz then gave it to Gyökeres, who finished it exquisitely. But what I really think the discussion needs to be about is Havertz's goal. Because to me, that is Arsenal 2026. That is where we're going to be going this season. And if you look at it very closely, and you can watch it back, I've watched it a few times on the Arsenal app. You can watch it back on various platforms. You see Gyökeres holding up the defender to clear the space for Havertz to come in. He's basically quarterbacking him. He's literally he's using his body, his strength to be up there, and he's holding him back to let Havertz to go in just enough. Not drawing a foul or anything, but he's just making himself big and ugly up there. And that's what the two of them, if you think about the strength between those two guys working together, it's quite unbelievable. Now, obviously, they won't both start games at the same time. There'll be Jesus will be coming in, they'll be chopping and changing. That's what Arteta, he'll look at every single game. But he didn't need to trial that during the game because we'd won, you know, we'd won 7 out of 8. We were guaranteed top spot. We were guaranteed to be in a great position for Champions League. But he used it as a possibility. Havertz was a little bit short, obviously, to not play in have a big role in the United game. I believed he was going to come back and have a big role, but he didn't. There was a great interview in the post-match with Mikel, and he said that he's expecting Havertz to be banging on his sorry, Havertz to be banging on his door, wanting to start on Saturday against Leeds, and he doesn't know how he's going to, you know, how he's going to say no to the guy because the guy has waited. These players, remember, Connor, you know this. These players take so long, and they're so, you know, he had a terrible injury, and he's had to mentally fight that and bring his strength back. And he is a world-class footballer. He's won Champions League, German international. You know, he wants to play in the World Cup this year. Again, he wants to come in. He wants to prove himself. He wants to be fit. He wants to be picked. He wants to play in the World Cup for Germany, and he wants to win something with Arsenal. And I think the timing of the season in the run that we've had, 10 games in January, the terrible December, all the fixtures piling up, it was a perfect opportunity. Like you say, it was a dead rubber, but they brought Arteta could use it, put a new tactics in, very much new tactics as well, and try a new formation. And yeah, hey, you know, amazing. Thoroughly, again, tick. Great game to watch. Really enjoyable. We needed that.
It was a great way to end. It was a nice 8 game to wrap it up, wasn't it? You know, finish it at home. And Coira came and played a bit, you know, in respect to them. You know, they had two chances and they took their two chances, you know, like United had 3 goals and they took their 3 goals, which would be kind of a bit of a worry, you know, the teams that. You know, it was a dead rubber and they'll enjoy their day out at the Emirates. Conley.
Jonathan,
Yeah,
sorry,
sorry, go.
just to wrap up, just one. We'll obviously come back but really quickly, just as you say that about you know the conceding 2 goals. Again, I said this week, I said this last week, I said this after the Chelsea game. Kepa is a drop in quality of a completely different. His drop, to go from Raya to Kepa.
It's
Okay,
huge,
Kepa
isn't
might be
it?
able to, yeah, Kepa
Yeah.
might do all right at, you know, Spurs or
Spurs,
West
yeah.
Ham,
Yeah,
right? You
he's.
know, but it's not the level. And I don't like the commentator says, oh, Kepa, Champions League winner, you know, with Chelsea, you know, all of this stuff, right? And you know, it's yeah, I thought he was terrible. I thought Kepa was literally, it was floppy. It's like me here with mosquitoes, just trying to flatten down. Do you know what I mean? It was just flapping at
Yeah.
everything. It was shocking. And I can tell you now, I will be very, very disappointed, as I said, if Kepa starts against Chelsea next week in the semi-final.
Yeah,
We'll move.
that's a very good point. We'll mention that near the end of the show because, in fairness, Liam Rosener's done a superb job at Chelsea. 5 wins and 1 defeat, and of course that defeat against the Arsenal. And you know they're in red hot form, you could say, Chelsea. And this will be a cracking game, I think, next Tuesday evening. You know, this will be a cracking second leg. But Conlon, sticking to the Coira game, were you impressed with the link up play of Gyökeres and Havertz? I was really satisfied. Now, you know, can you see this being kind of a partnership come the end of the season, you know, for the rest of the season, if of course both are stays fit, in particular Havertz?
Yeah, well, there's potential there definitely, 'cause watching back the highlights, the first word that came to me after I watched that first goal, and I have it in full caps here on the notebook, direct. 'Cause if you saw, like within two passes, we were from deep, and it was with Gyökeres. 'Cause I don't know, I think there was a bit of discussion how we were not direct enough against United, and it.
Yeah.
We were taking too little risks. Within that first minute, Eze straight to Havertz, and that ball, that's a perfect ball into Gyökeres. You
Yeah.
know what I mean? Like
It's
he
incredible.
thrives on that.
Yeah.
You know, one of the reasons why he was struggling in the Premier League was because he's a player that thrives in attacking space. And in the Premier League, there's no
No
space
space. Yeah.
for
Yeah.
him to attack.
Yeah.
So that was perfect. And the way he and like that, the way he recovered after the first touch as well
It's incredible,
was
isn't it? Yeah.
brilliant. And I definitely agree with David on the second goal as well. And as if you notice as well, before Havertz turned inside, if you're watching back the replays, you see a Kepa player just flying it right
Yeah,
across.
his
That's
physical
because.
strength. Yeah.
Yeah, that's because, you know, after the two of them do well not to bundle into each other after the first ball comes in, it just reminds me to the home game against Olympiacos. A similar ball was threaded in to Gyökeres,
Yeah.
and two Olympiacos players were either side of him, and he just like a bull just charges straight through them and chokes them effortlessly aside, gets a
It's,
shot off.
yeah.
That reminded me of that, and like the way he just uses brute strength there. And this created the space and Havertz its finish, you know, and we know the rest. It was absolutely brilliant for him. And you could see how much it meant him as well after scoring that goal.
Yeah.
And I think I saw something on YouTube. It'll be interesting to see kind of the views on this and the different opinions. And he made this point, the different knockout thing it was. And he made this point that, you know, it was just before the Craig game, of course. It was response to United. And he said, you know, because of how badly the players want this and how badly we want this, that anxiety, you know, might be wearing off. It might be a reason to why we're making mistakes leading to goals. It was an interesting thought. And I was thinking about it that. Could be a factor. Maybe that could be wearing off onto the players a bit because there's no question about how badly they want this. You know, just like us, they really want this. And is that maybe a factor of them trying to force things or something like that? It's food for thought anyways, that's for sure. But yeah, it'll be exciting to see where this partnership goes because this is might be because I think wasn't there discussion on how we were playing Havertz as a striker when he wasn't really a striker,
Yeah.
so like this is his preferred position, and we might be seeing why point because like those, but even the chance Jesus missed, that kind of just first time bang direct ball in behind, you know what I mean? And with,
Something different, yeah. I saw something
yeah, like
different there last
with
night.
Odegaard not like with Odegaard not doing it as much, you know, it's definitely an interesting debate there, for sure. And there'll be all sorts of interesting points to come up from that. In all sorts of discussions in the future,
Yeah, I
for
thought
sure.
even the assist from Havertz for the Martinelli goal, Gyökeres was, you could see he wanted to strangle Martinelli for getting in the way, but I thought he had a great game. David,
I think, sorry
for
to
the,
jump in.
sorry, Conor, I'd like to get your opinion as
Just,
well, actually, on
okay.
the two young guns, Bailey Joseph and Ibrahim. Games like this that are kind of, as me and David said, you could call them a dead rubber, but they're an invaluable experience, aren't they, to come onto the pitch of the Emirates, even if it was just, you could say, a cameo role. How, you know, De Gea and Academy again, Arteta gives these players their chances. How, what was your thoughts last night in seeing two young guns coming on again?
Well, it was the ideal setting for them to come on, really, because
Yeah, it
with
was,
no pressure, nothing to prove, you
yeah,
know,
no pressure,
and hopefully it's gonna turn out with Wanyeri. We've touched on,
yeah.
you know, when he got his chances. So it's just exciting to see where this goes for the young fellas, because with all these players coming in, it's a good sign of our youth academy bearing fruit and that the production line isn't stopping. We're still investing in our youth,
Yeah.
which is very important. We know the players that have been produced from there, so we know the caliber of players. So it was very great to see that. But just another thing on that third goal,
Yeah.
I think Gyökeres, his touch, I think it would have hit the post or something. I think he would have missed it. So I think he would have
Yes.
actually been
He
tackled
probably done him a
Martinelli.
favour. Yeah, probably did. Yeah, because
Yeah.
he looked like he, when he stretched his foot,
But
he actually missed it. Yeah, that's actually a fair point.
yeah.
Were you, how happy were you, David, with seeing Bailey Joseph and Ibrahim coming on? It's great to see two Haaland products coming on, wasn't it?
Again, we see these players come through. We see your Daumans and you see your Namwaris, and we can't, we're just shocked. So Simon comes on, and these guys are getting unbelievable opportunity. And if you think about it, we talk about the depth within the Arsenal squad that we've got, Skelly, Timber, Nketiah. We've got all these extra, we've got all these players milling around for positions in the back four. But just go below the surface, and these guys from Haaland are coming in and they're filling in. We're in four competitions, guys, right?
Yeah,
So we need, and these Arteta's done so well to bring these players in early stages of the Caribou. They're getting some runs out in the FA Cup. They're getting some runs out in dead rubbers in the Champions League. Obviously, start later on in March. There's going to be no dead rubbers. We're knocked out, right? It's suicide
it's
death, right?
serious business,
And
Dan.
it's serious, serious stuff. And just to talk about that for a minute about this, I've had a lot of chit chat. I've seen a lot of things on X, and I've had a lot of comments sent to me about, and Arsenal fans are euphoric because we've won it. We've got 8 wins. It's never been done before. Another history, another trophy, 8 wins in the Champions League. It means nothing, right? It means nothing. None of this, right? Because it's all about the mental strength that that gives us and Arteta gives the team. But it's not about the 8 wins. It's not about this was 200th win for Arteta. Arteta afterwards, he looked angry that we'd conceded two goals, because how many had we got, have we, how many have we conceded before, right? He was like, he thought that that back four would have been able to keep a clean sheet. That's what he wanted. He wanted to win that game and keep a clean sheet, because he was more interested in getting that number as small as possible. He wasn't really, I mean, obviously he'd want to win eight games, of
Yeah,
course.
it's
But for
special, yeah.
him, for mentality in the Champions League, if you're not conceding goals in the Champions League, you will go far, right? Because you're
Yeah.
playing people home and away, right? Keep clean sheets, nick a goal, clean sheet, nick a goal, you're through to the next round. You're through to, we saw that last year, right? We were, and if you look at it, right, this is the thing that does excite me, is if you look at where we are now with our squad, with nearly every single player fit, and you go and look online where we were last January and who was injured, Saka, Odegaard, Gabriel. I mean, look, go and look who was injured last year. It's unbelievable what we had. We were on
To
bare
finish
bones.
second, David, as Eamon says, was quite remarkable, considering we'd no forward line from nearly February to May. It was quite incredible,
It's
wasn't it?
unbelievable. And
Yeah,
now we
it
have, and we're
was.
talking about, so, I mean, I'm talking about Havertz. I
Yeah.
don't know where Havertz is going to play. I don't know. I mean, the great thing, he is like Mourinho 2.0. He's like the new Mourinho. He can play up front, at the back, left wing, right wing, middle,
Even
top.
as a number 10, he can play. Yeah.
He was
Yeah.
playing, and he played everywhere during that game.
He
He
did.
was dropping
Yeah.
deep. He
Yeah.
was going on the wing. He was taking a Saka roll on. He was coming deep. He was fighting for it. He was the guy, and that's why I think I wasn't concerned that he came off at half time, because it was a case of, let's see how he is. And I think he pushed himself. He really, he was told, you're gonna just play 45, and then we see how you feel. But if you're feeling, knackered, and he was knackered, like, let's take you off, So
Precaution, yeah.
it's it was yeah it was but full squad. But also, again, about who we're gonna pick, we need to pick the players that are on form, because we've had to right, and he wasn't on form, but now he's coming into form. But if you look at, like, Havertz, he's coming on form. Madueke was on form. He's dipped out a little bit now. He's come back a bit. All of these people. But we know that, even Zubimendi, he's had a couple of mares. He's dropped back a little bit. Arteta really has shown that he's ruthless in selection. He's
He's not
ruthless.
afraid to drop players. He's not afraid to drop big name players to kind of give them, just that kick they need, he's not taking less than 100% commitment each game. Yeah, that's spot on, Davey.
Yeah, like, what? Look what happened with Aubameyang. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was his first big. The city, it was Ozil and Aubameyang were two big names at the time because they really did stand out in a really poor, poor Arsenal team, you could say. But he wasn't afraid. This was his way, and it was a big call to make because it could have went the opposite way, for him. But he stuck by his guns, and he was proven right, really, wasn't he? No egos allowed in this team.
Well, the thing is, at that point, we had always gone through, we'd always had that, Sanchez, Van Persie. We'd had these names. We'd had Aubameyang. We always had Ozil, right? Classic example, right? But then he got rid of it. It was Aubameyang or the highway, wasn't it? He literally thought, you can't, you, I'm building a team here, and if you're not even going to get there for a North London derby, arrive late. Do you know what I mean?
It
You're
doesn't
out
go
the
well.
door. And we've seen it. Listen, we've seen it. It went wrong at Man United because they kicked Ronaldo out second when he came back, and they got rid of that. Went completely tits up. When you think they could have still had Ronaldo in the Man United team playing now, do you know what I mean? And how different it would be. But with Aubameyang, it played off, because then suddenly we had all these players that were, they were no, these, a lot of these players were nobody before they came to Arsenal. I'm trying to think of. Declan Rice, he wasn't nobody, but he came from West Ham, right? He didn't come from Real Madrid or Barcelona, right? Odegaard, where did he come from? Gabriel Saliba, we put him out on loan to the Farmers League from France, and he came back, and he's unbelievable. Timber was playing at Ajax. He was like, yeah, he's pretty good, let's get him in. But we've all seen the Ajax players go wrong at United. All these players coming in. Havertz was a big one. The Chelsea selling team, right? Havertz was a big one. They were thinking, oh, does that work? The Madueke, it's another big one. Coming from a big, I'm not saying Chelsea are a big team. They are, but they've got a massive squad, and we were trying to pick off. Obviously, it went completely wrong with Sterling, and I'm going to move
Yes.
on.
Less said about him, the better, I think.
Yeah, I'm moving on.
There's very little to say about that one.
But if you look at all these players, Saka, hail end. Nwaneri, hail end.
When you see the
Dowman,
quality
hail
there.
end. They're all coming. Lewis Skelly, hail end. Raya from Brentford. Brentford. Right. Well, why are we buying Brentford's keeper? Do you know what I mean? But Arteta knows. He has a plan. He has a process. He wanted this. He wanted strength here. He wanted strength. It's unbelievable. When and we will win something big this year, all those punters, and we've got a long list, they're all going to have to eat the coldest humble pie they've ever eaten, because they still go at us every week. I mean, I've
They
seen
do.
low. I mean, the classic one today on Sky Sports: will Arsenal go unbeaten in the Champions League this season? What are they talking about? Right? Because we've just gone unbeaten. We've won every game. Oh, no, it was the other one was, will they win every game? That was it. Let's put some more pressure on Arsenal. They're going to win every game between, and you know, I mean, it's like these are cup tie knockouts. You play home and away. You can draw one, win one, right? You can lose 1-1 and win 5-1 the next game. Do you know what I mean? And it's just, they just see a way to put more pressure onto the team. And this is what I was answering your question, Connor, about the whole pressure thing and are we seeing something? I think what we've been seeing is that the process hasn't fully gelled. We needed, it's like anything, it's like a playing card stack. You can't build the stack unless you've got all the pieces. Arteta has all the pieces now, and he's building it, and it's coming together, right? And not having Calafuri and not having Havertz in the squad and getting him in the team. These are key players, you know? And yeah, it's going to be fascinating because we are literally, you know, we're going to start turning the screw, I think. And Champions League, how exciting! I mean, what, how exciting? I
It's
mean,
been a
unbelievable.
great campaign, as it says. The Gunners finishing top with 24 points. Bayern Munich
Food for
second.
thought. Food
Sorry.
for thought. Do you think, sorry to interrupt,
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead, Connor.
do you think kind of 23, 24 kind of late surge that we did is, could that be on the cards again, do you think? Team Cloud.
It's I think this season's different. You know, I think there's a different mentality now. You know, the last three seasons finishing second, I think the players will have learned a lot of things from falling just short, you know, and I believe we're definitely in the mix to win at least two out of the four trophy. You know, we're definitely going to win something. I do believe that, you know, I think we can go one step better in the Champions League. You know, you look at the teams that we've beaten, lads. Atletico Bilbao, Atletico Madrid, Olympiacos, Club Brugge, Inter Milan. These weren't easy games.
Bayern
Bayern
Munich,
Munich, yeah. You know, like those eight games, aside from Cairo, with no disrespect, those seven games before them, it's tough to beat these top teams. Is it like these teams are in the Champions League, they're there on merit because they've been the best in their league. You know, and to do eight from eight. And last season was pretty similar as well. You know, we nearly had a clean slate there as well. But as Martin Keown said in co-coms, the real competition starts in the knockout stages. But last season, beating the likes of Real Madrid, you know, I don't think this team should have any fear against any teams. Would you believe that, lads, yourselves?
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you, and I think I really like the format. I wasn't certain of it,
Yeah, I
but I
know.
think it's made it more exciting because you're playing eight different teams, you
Yeah,
know? You're not playing home and away and having teams that are really, you know, if we had gone to Kazakhstan, they'd have parked 50 buses on the pitch. Do you know what I mean? It'd have been the most boring. They'd have probably stolen the ball at half time. Do you know what I mean? It would have been an absolute nightmare, right? And you know, and you don't get that, do you? Even though it was a dead rubber, but you don't get that, and you have to. You're going to Inter Milan away, and you've got to win that game, right?
you
You
have to
can't
win
set
it.
up
You have
differently.
to win it,
And
yeah.
again, the experience really suits Arsenal, and it suits our play because we want to go and win games. We want to commit and win games. You know, we're not going there to play differently because we're playing against Milan or Bayern Munich. We go there, we set up our team, and we just go and play, right? And I think that's something that we've got to really, you know, take pride in Arteta is that, you know, sometimes people say you should look at the tactics of the other team. And, you know, if you're a really big team, think Real Madrid in their pomp and Barcelona ever looked at the other team. They never looked at the other team. They just went out and won the game.
Won the
Do you know
game,
what I
yeah.
mean?
They didn't fear
And
anyone,
no, just go and play football, guys, right? Just go, just ping it around, do direct, as you were saying, Connor, and go and win the game. Do you know what I mean? And I think that is something that, you know, and that's the reason why Arteta is sought after, because he is the person that has built a project. And all the other clubs in Europe and in the UK, but in Europe, you know, that are like your Real Madrids that are not having that much time, you know, they're not having a great time at the moment. They're all looking at Arteta's world about how he's done it. They're all watching Amazon to try and get some ideas of, you know, how you do it, walking around with light bulbs and things like that. So,
With
you know,
speakers of "You'll Never Walk Alone" going around as well.
it certainly does, Conlon.
That was
Would
bizarre.
Atalanta,
Genius,
Bayer
but bizarre.
Leverkusen, Borussia Dortmund, or Olympiacos, would those possible last 16 opponents, Conlon, would any of them fear you at this present time?
I'd have respect for them, but I would be expecting wins. Yeah, no, nothing's guaranteed, of course. I'd still show respect to those teams, but we're losing those games with all due respect to those clubs. We should be winning that. You know what I mean? With the team that we have, you know, we've touched on this so many times, the depth and everything, you know. We should be beating those, and we really should be aiming for minimum semi-finals again, you know. That's the minimum requirement. But I think within the squad, with Arteta, the minimum requirement now is to win the bleeding thing, win the fair thing now. So,
Yeah, I think that's the minimum requirement. You nailed it there. And when you look at the top eight that finished out, it was an exceptional last night of the Champions League. Arsenal, Munich, Liverpool, Tottenham, Barcelona, Chelsea, City. But the most surprising one, and I don't think anyone would have had this at the start to finish in the top eight, Viktor Gyökeres' old club, Sporting Lisbon. You know, and what Benfica done as well. Not in the very last minute, their Ukrainian keeper Trubin, what a header to win it.
What a
It brings, I think
great
you'll remember
hanging in the
this one,
loop.
David, Jimmy Glass. Do you remember Jimmy Glass for Carlisle that kept him up? That what a header. It's just
That's
the
brilliant.
Champions League is special, but Mourinho has this thing against former clubs. He does these things, doesn't he? That's the Champions League, David and Conley. It's different to the Premier League. You don't get it. They're special nights. They just can't describe, isn't it? It's just.
I think it is a special, and it is special, and that's why the Super League idea should never ever come in, because the
No.
idea that you play against all these teams, right? I think it's great because it changes. And regarding the four you're talking about, Dortmund, yes, you know, they had a really good squad. They had a really good man. They had good managers. They had Klopp there. They had great managers. And I think that will be probably could be difficult. But you know what I also want to say is, and I mentioned this a month ago, listeners, and they'll remember, there is a key week in the second week in March where we play Everton at home, and then on the Wednesday night we'll have the second leg of the Champions League knockout at the Emirates, and then on the Sunday hopefully we'll have a Carabao Cup final.
That's a huge
That
week,
is a
that,
big,
David, isn't it?
that's
That's a
a big
huge
week.
week. Yeah, it's a huge. And I think the critics and media would love Arsenal to trip up, wouldn't they, in that week?
And I will be hopefully at all of those games. I certainly will be at two of them. I'll get to the Carabao Cup final. Hopefully I'll be going to that as well. But you know, that is, to me, that is the week, you know, put it in your diary, that Everton game, that's when it gets serious. That's the week, because in that week we can hopefully put Everton to bed. We can then get through to the quarterfinals of the Champions League on the Wednesday night. And then on the Sunday, we can pick up our first trophy of the season. That is a big week, right? And I'll be there for all of those games. And I can't not wait to do the, if you can sober me up and put me in front of a computer, I will try and speak to you.
Well, I'll be hoping for a free ticket to the Carabao Cup final from yourself, and you can have all the airtime you want.
We'll do the show from there.
We'll
We'll
do
find a
the, we'll
bar and
do
do the
actually,
show.
yeah, well, that's what we'll do. If we do make it to the final, we'll do the show live from Wembley. What got viewers then?
David's sponsoring
It's
beer.
been a great campaign, lads. As I said, 8 from 8, 24 points, many great performances and goals. My favorite goal, I think, in the campaign, I'd have to give it to Nani Madueke against Club Brugge. What a strike from outside the box! He really hit it with venom. I'd like to get Conley, your favorite goal or match from our eight games.
Well, favorite goal was the Manueke one that you mentioned. As in favorite match, I'd probably have to go with Bayern, going to be honest, because the way it was built up and everything else, and it was really sweet. And that was, we said how we made a statement away to Newcastle. I think that Bayern match was our Champions League statement. You know what I mean? That, you
Spot on,
know,
Conley.
we're dead serious on this now.
Yeah, because at the time, Bayern Munich, and probably currently, Arsenal and Bayern are probably the best two teams in Europe at the moment, in form wise, and they're just incredible. In fairness to Munich, the way they play under Kompany, you know, it's rock and roll football, you could say, as Klopp says. To you, David, your favourite goal or favourite match in the eight
Well,
games?
Obviously, you're mad Madueke, but I'm going to try and be a bit different here. I think because of what it shows of where we're going in this Champions League, I think last night's Havertz first goal back,
Yeah,
Gyökeres
fair.
holding off that player and finishing it. I think none of us know the true strength and meaning of what we watched in that game. And I think that is our future coming because we didn't have any strikers or no capability of doing that last season. And we were struggling, and now we've got a full team. So, yeah, I would say that. But obviously, the Bayern Munich game, that was another statement. It's a European statement. People are watching that. And yes, that was a statement win.
And I thought as well, another fixture actually that we played in the league stage, the 4-0 drubbing of Atletico Madrid, the face on
Yeah.
Diego Simeone says, God, this is a serious team we're playing against here, absolutely wiped them off the
Yeah.
floor.
Yeah.
So as I said, we're finishing top. We bypassed the last 32, thank God. Bit of a rest in February, and then in March we got going again around March the 10th for the last 16. Of course, check out our shows on the Dublin Arsenal YouTube channel and Spotify. Also, the Dublin Arsenal, the Stanley giveaway will, of course, be in around Valentine's weekend. This is at the start of the show for the Wigan Athletic game. Be great to see David and the Dublin Arsenal Supporters Club. Hopefully, come some stage of the second half of the season. Be great to have you along. But I'd just like
Yeah.
to thank my two guests tonight, Conor McCarthy, thanks very much, and to David Sims. And as I said, until our next show, which will be the Leeds review show. Thanks for listening, and come on, you Gooners.
Go on, you guys.
Up the corner.